This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
5 o'clock, let's get to business. Wings win but lose. How do you describe the season? And what is that move that's got to happen this summer? Look, you know where Rico and I are at. We don't do the whole happy to be here thing, and we sure as hell don't sound like this. Please do not call this show and say at the start of the season, if I told you, I ain't trying to hear it.
Because
if I told you at the start of the year, you'd have a 9-point cushion to the cut line on February 29th. I'd like to think you wouldn't need the last two games with help to get in. And by the way, in each of the last two games, 4-1 and 3-1 to a Canadiens team that is not good. So I don't want to hear it. Now, the move this summer, look, I'm not arguing Rico or Kenny. You want to get rid of Lalonde, get rid of him. Hell, I don't like the way the man talks in the postgame.
See, I think both things can be true.
Yeah,
I think
no, they are. Yeah. They are.
You go I get just, your goalie, but...
No, it's something defensive. Look, I don't claim to be smart enough to tell you that there's this one player that's this elixir to fixing it. But when you're 26th in goals against, leaky defense for players not named Mo Sider. You want to sell me Evanson being the next coming, that's fine. But now it's, all right, what do we do with Gostisbehere? What do we do on the blue line? Man. Goaltending's an issue. Like, you can't just run this back. You don't sell me Kosa or Augustine. They're years away. Yeah. So I admit this. I blurted out, maybe you need to get a goalie. I'm not telling you it's going to be cheap.
Yeah, but it's just the message that I hear from the coaches, that's the problem with me. I think it was one of the things that the city in Detroit embraced Dan Campbell is because he just said how he felt and he said how things were and it's great or if things were bad. I mean, even after they lost to San Francisco, he's like, I told the guys, hey, we may not get back here, but it was a different way that he said it that you actually believe this man has control of his locker room. This team believes in him and they listen to him. I just don't get that. Now, I think you make that move first, and then the next move is, yeah, you go out and you shore up your goaltending until you can hope that one of the young guys is ready, so you need somebody for the next 2-3 years.
Kenny, you want to broker a deal. Call up Lou Lamoriello, see what Varlamov costs.
Capable starter in the league, yeah.
Islanders are tied to Sorokin long-term, even though Varlamov plays a decent amount. You want Varlamov?
I'll take Varlamov.
Islanders have the number 38 ranked system. We're below some juniors teams. We don't have any prospects left.
So they're third in the, I think, the Metro, right? So
Wallo Varley?
What are they going to want? Because
prospects.
Okay. So who are you comfortable giving away for that?
Ah, that's your problem, not mine. I'm trying to sell you. I'm selling you this pen.
You can sell me this pen, and I don't hate it. But Steve, I think he's doing the whole build for the future sustainability nonsense. So I think. It's not nonsense. It's smart. But if you want to make a trade, it's nonsense. I didn't say that. This is my least favorite bit. He's not going to want to give away prospects, my point.
Okay, but here's my point to people, and we'll get to the callers. You have to give to get.
Yes.
We all view him as a shrewd negotiator and expert trader. You're going to have to give to get. And all I know, look, maybe goalie is not on his top 50 things to go and get. I'm offering you something in real time where I go, here's a name. Because the Islanders are pot committed to Sorokin long term.
Yeah. And it is a capable NHL starting goaltender.
Now, if it's Varlamov and Lyon as the duo, do you feel better?
I feel a lot better.
Okay.
That you could essentially just ride the hot goalie for as long as you like.
I just feel like that has to be the move. Because I don't know what blue line acquisition you can make that is going to make you tangibly better. And remember, you still have one guy heading to free agency. You got another guy you probably want to buy out and haul. And you need room to bring up full time. Okay, Evanson's here. But then you got a couple of defensive prospects you're going to want to moonlight up here. See, it's complicated. Mm-hmm. The goaltending is not. I could ball up all three of the Wings goalies and launch them into space. It wouldn't matter.
Right, but like Kenny said, who are you willing?
Even though Reimer played great last night.
Reimer is on the way out, by the way. He's a UFA this offseason, so I don't think we're going to be seeing any more of him. Yeah. He'll be ducking pucks for a different team.
That was...
Wow.
Okay.
One of the low lights of the season, but it's burned into my brain.
I forgot all about that.
That was when they were in Sweden, and we were all sitting watching that
right,
game.
I was like, Kenny, why did he just duck?
I've never seen that before. Like,
what's the name of that hockey move?
I've never seen what Primo did last night.
Yeah.
Play is still going on. He's looking left like he's got to, you know, rip a fart.
He must have thought the whistle went or something.
The puck goes flying by. What the hell just happened? I couldn't believe it. It was like a basketball game where the whistle's clearly blown, but somebody just throws up a 40-foot three-pointer, and you're like, well, that doesn't count. Nope, this counts. What the hell? Let's go to the people. Fred is going to lead off the 5 o'clock. Freddie, what's going on, buddy?
Mikey, how are you today?
Good, Fred. What's on your mind?
So I called in with something. I had a direction I wanted to go, but I've been sitting here and thinking, and the last 8 months of hockey, my kid has been getting more and more into hockey. He's 7, right? And so this kid, he's learning all about the sport, and I'm showing him the Red Wings because this is what I've grown up with, and I love hockey, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we watch, I don't know, 75% of the games this season. We've gone to a few, and he's been real into it, watching every game with me over the past 2 months.
All right.
And he's been getting kind of bummed out as we've been losing, right, especially in that month of March. And last night, he's watching the game with me, and at the end of it, and he goes, so they're not in? And I said, they're not in, bud. It's Washington's in. And he goes, because Philadelphia didn't win? I said, yep, it's a bad rule, but it is what it is. So he looks at me and says, Dad, so can we still watch playoff hockey? And I said, yeah, we can still watch playoff hockey. And he goes, well, who do we root for?
I have that answer. America's team, Long Island's team, the New York Islanders. Come on aboard. Plenty of room on the bandwagon, Freddie.
So hang on, you're gonna hate this answer though. So I said, well, there's gonna be 16 teams that are gonna be there, and we can look at the list. And he goes, well, who has the most points?
The Rangers.
And it's the Rangers, right? So
hey, they got the bread man. That's exciting.
He's committed to the Rangers for the rest of the season to watch them win, to try to see them win the Stanley Cup because
that's poor parenting, man. That's poor parenting.
That's a smart kid, David.
You know what? I've picked at least there was teams that I would have told him no, but either way, it's after this whole season and watching this whole thing, and our defense has been so porous that it's. We need to beef up the blue line. We need to get rid of Petrie. He's got to go away. He's an ancient relic at this point. Like we need some younger, faster defensemen. That's the biggest thing we need here.
And Fred, I can't argue. Where do you fall on the Lalonde thing? Rico, Kenny, and I'm not fighting it. I'm saying these two are spearheading it. You want Lalonde gone or no?
I wasn't really too fond of him in that March stretch. There's no reason we should have gone 7 games straight of the losses. I don't know who else you're going to get. Like I think someone had mentioned earlier, Craig Berube, which would be fine. Gallant's okay. I think you're probably got a better shot with Berube, but I mean, there's no like all-star, at least in my mind, there's no all-star coach option out there right now that would be much of an improvement from Malone.
Yeah, and Fred, that's the thing. And I congratulate your son on his choice of the Rangers as his B team. I hold no animosity towards you or his family. Disappointing. I just want to say, Fred, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
I'm disappointed.
I appreciate your time, guys.
All right. So as the New York thing goes, if you're an Islanders, you're also Yankee, Rangers, you're Mets.
No, actually, Islander fans tend to be more in the loser lot. It would be Mets, Jets, Islanders. It would be Knicks, Rangers, Giants.
Gotcha.
I'm just different.
Gotcha. Okay.
What a dreadful playoff series that's going to be to watch.
What is that?
Islanders in Carolina. That's who you got.
No. It's just like last year's playoff series against them. It's going to be watching paint dry.
I'm going to bang my head against the
wall. It's going to be awful. I know. Kenny, I understand. Look, the Islander, you know what it is? I said this to a buddy of mine who's a huge hockey fan. And I said, the Islanders are the cautionary tale of building to be good for a long time. Because often that leads to nothing. Oh, you'll make the playoffs every year.
Yes. Nothing for a long time.
Yeah, it's just nothingness. The Islanders aren't good enough to win the Stanley Cup. They made a couple of pushes. They were within a period of getting to the Stanley Cup final with probably no chance of winning it. But the idea is you end up in this space, good enough to make playoffs, not good enough to threaten, not bad enough to get good players, and we shipped all prospects out to stay good.
So, NHL purgatory.
And my point to the Iserbots is be careful about this whole, you know, the Scott Harris model or this Steve model. I'm not worried about being good for 10 years. I'm worried about being good one time to win the Stanley Cup. And whatever happens around that, I deal with.
And the window starts now because you're going to re-sign Seider. You're going to bring back Raymond. They're both going to get contracts.
I think you could see Raymond asking for $9 or $10 million a year.
I think that's a little bit much for a winger, but I understand.
No. I'm saying he'll ask for it.
Yeah.
Steve will negotiate how he negotiates. But, Kenny, Raymond, at his age and profile and what he did historically with the team as a winger, what is it, the first time since Brendan Shanahan where a winger has led this team in scoring? Like,
he's only 22, and he's going to get better.
He's going to ask for the bag.
Yeah. I think he gets around 8, but yeah.
Okay, and what's your godson get?
Positional value is a little bit more, so probably 9.
All in, you're paying a better part of $18 million over 2 points.
100%.
Okay.
100%.
And how do we get rid of some of these dead bodies that Iserman signed?
A lot of them are falling off. A lot of them are already leaving. Besides Kopp, I mean, if you want to bring back Gostisbehere, you can. If you want to bring back Kane, you can. But Perron is going.
I don't know that you have a choice with Kane, and that's what scares me.
What's he going to ask for, though? That's my problem, is because he's a point-per-game player. He's proven he can play on the
hip.
And he's old.
So and everybody saw it. So now
you
got to
get into a bidding war. Yeah, bidding
and
war.
Now, if he likes it here and wants to play with the cat and the whole bit, that's wonderful. I just worry if you get into a bidding war and some goofball offers him a 3-year deal. I'm not giving him 3 years. He's Rico's age.
Also, Sprong is gone.
You just hate to see it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, David, a couple of ticket texts. We'll get to more of the calls. Wing season. one of the more emotionally draining ones you're ever going to have. How do you categorize it? And what's the move? And no, I'm not being shoot the puck guy. I don't have a great solution, but you can't bring this goalie battery back. Clearly the blue line is an issue. It all works together. We know this, but yeah, you probably need a goalie because that great hope in the future is multiple years away, which is one or both of Kosa and Augustin. All right, well, I can't keep waiting. You need a bridge. So you want to fire Lalonde? You ain't going to see me argue. I think you have to fire Lalonde and plus plus. Well, I think one of those is I would offer goalie because the blue line is crowded. See, if you want to make a high-end acquisition on the blue line, Kenny, I would bring you in for this. If you want to make a high-end acquisition on the blue line, after you're going to have to pay Mo Sider the better part of $9 million a year, Kenny, who's the odd man out in that equation?
Yeah, on the Red Wings, you're saying who's the odd man
out? Yeah, because you need to give a ton of burn to Evanson.
Yes.
If you bring Gazizbear back, okay. But so you start to look at this and go, well, wait a second. If I go and make an acquisition, who am I hurting? Who am I blocking?
I mean, you're blocking a guy like Albert Johansson, who's supposed to be coming up relatively soon. I'm tired of seeing Jeff Petrie, so I healthy scratch him. I sit him. I do whatever I have to do.
Kenny, son, launch him.
No.
Into it.
Yes.
Gone.
Yeah, he's been the bane of your existence all
Jeff
season
Petrie,
long.
Jeff Petrie, and he scores one goal, and everybody's like, see, he's not that bad.
You know what it is? Okay, now that the season is over, David, you're not on social media, Mike. I mean, Mike, you're not David, you are. My guilty pleasure was whenever Petrie did anything, and I would just sit and wait for Kenny's reaction. Kenny would just lose it.
I'm just sitting there.
Every time, like clockwork, is like, wait, Petrie, what did Kenny have to say?
I'm just sitting there steaming every time he does something.
It was a guilty pleasure, Mike.
Another giveaway in the defensive zone. Clear the puck out harder.
Why can't we just get rid of this man? Launch this man into the sun. Like, wow, Kenny brings the fire and the passion.
It's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that.
Dude, it was
Rico spite watching you.
Well, it was a guilty pleasure.
All right, David, a couple more ticket texts and we'll get to the people.
From Kyle, Alex DeBrincat was the biggest disappointment. 10 goals in the first 15 games, 17 goals in the remaining 67.
Yeah,
he has to be better.
It was a fail. Mm-hmm. And they even brought in, you know, the hand-selected, hey, this is my buddy guy. Well, Kane was a point a game in 50 games.
Right.
DeBrincat wasn't.
Right.
Does that mean you don't want him here? No. It means he needs to have a better year next year.
Yep.
Period.
A couple texts for you, Kenny. I'm going to read both of them. You can respond. Someone saying, go get Stamkos or Reinhardt. And then another one comes in saying, why is Kosa years away? Played well at Grand Rapids this season. Why can't we bring him up next year to split time with a vet?
They're probably going to want to see another year out of Kosa just to make sure, or at least a decent chunk of a year, and then maybe bring him up halfway through the season or something like that. That's best case scenario pie in the sky.
That's how I view it.
For me, Stamkos, man, he's on the wrong side of 30. He's 34. We were complaining all year long about having the oldest roster in the league. He did score 40 goals, so not productive. The question is, what would he ask for, which I think might be a little bit higher than you're willing to pay
and
a 34-year-old.
Isn't Reinhardt going to cost you $100 million?
Reinhardt might not be available because Florida might bring him back, but if they don't, there's also 31 teams in the league that want him, so you're going to pay
a premium.
I'm saying,
like, isn't that that's like a 10-year deal?
Yeah, that's going to be a long-term deal. It's going to be
that's everything Yzerman refuses to do.
It's going to be like 9 years, like 10 or 11 million. It's going to be crazy.
Right, this is going to be the Alexei Yashin deal. He's still going to be getting paid in 2006. Right. Alexei Yashin is the Bobby Bonilla of hockey. Like, you're going to be paying Yashin well past the time that both Rico and I are dead.
He just collected a check yesterday.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, okay, yeah, everybody wants a 50-goal scorer on a good team. So do I. I don't know how you make that work.
Plus, he could take a discount to stay in Florida. I mean, with the tax situation and the nice weather and a team that's doing really, really, really well constantly in the Stanley Cup picture, it's tough to see us being able to pry him from them. Also, you'd have to pay a gigantic premium.
Correct. All right, good talk. We go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Mike. What's on your mind?
So I think this season can be considered a success if Yzerman takes the right course of action this offseason. Like, he needs, like, the wing through like a dump and chase system, and David Perron is just way too old. And you guys brought it up earlier, they're like 25th, 26th in goals allowed. So like, you know, Jeff Petrie, like, and some of these other guys, they need to get rid of them this summer, and they need to let the kids play. Like, it's just like, because I think if you brought up Simon Edmondson like mid-season, or you know, you brought Marco Casper, he's been playing really well as of late. If you brought them up later in the season, I think they'll do well. And I think it's become crystal clear what the issue is. When Larkin went out, this team had like the worst winning percentage basically in the league. So you need to find a number two center who can actually play. And if you think Nate Danielson is that guy, or you think Marco Casper is that guy, you can't like depend on veteran experience.
Okay, but here's the issue. Mike, I have no problem wanting to see your younger players, but you do realize that that means you're probably going to get worse. It is next to impossible for a young player to come up and just dominate from day one. I mean, look, Lucas Raymond, what he's doing at age 22 is awesome. And he's finally getting in the, where we start to feel like, hey, maybe next year we have a star. I'm saying, Mike, are you comfortable knowing it may hurt you?
Oh, absolutely, because I don't want to see like the third oldest team in the league next season. If you acquire all these draft picks, like the worst part is that I think, you know, David Perron takes a really stupid penalty against the Rangers with 10 minutes left in a tie game, and they score on that. You know, that was just like 2 weeks ago. Like, I'd rather see young guys make mistakes than be like, oh, we got to bring up the veterans because veterans don't make mistakes. And then you have David Perron doing mistakes.
Yeah. But like, you're okay next year, maybe a step back.
I'm fine with that because, like, the Wings have been drafting system over talent, in my opinion. Like, they keep drafting tall defensemen, and they keep drafting forwards who are super fast because they play that dump and chase system. And David Perron is so slow. Like, when Larkin's out, they don't have that star that can go into the corners, get it, and play it. They don't have that personnel, and that's why they struggle when Larkin went out. And, you know, they need to get
and Mike, this is the thing. I think what everyone, once the season ends, I think that's where the real conversation begins. Because during the year, everyone started to get seduced when things were going well. The Iser plan is right on schedule. This is great. It's all work. You start to realize, you know what? We're actually not that good. Actually, we got a lot of dead bodies on this roster. Yeah. Actually, we might have a coaching problem. Actually, we don't have a goaltender.
We don't have the depth. Even though you had everybody scoring 10 or more goals.
Right.
Like Carlos said, when Larkin went out, man, things went south.
So the point is, I don't think it's on schedule. And I'm sorry, and I know some of you hate when I say this. I just, making the playoffs is a bare minimum in the fifth year of a build. That's not an accomplishment. That's like, hey, Kenny didn't bleep himself all over the office. That's not an accomplishment. That's just being an adult. Get to the bathroom. No, I'm saying in year five, it's just, I can't. The way people talked about a playoff push, you'd think we had earned a berth to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right, but I think now it's going to be year six.
No, I will not treat it that way next year, and I know Kenny will back me on this. Do not sell me that them being in some playoff chase for a wild card is success. It is not. It's not. They have to be an established playoff team next year with a fun little letter next to their name with about 9 games to go in the season.
So year six, everything is the same. They make the final spot or they miss out.
I think it's a failure.
Have we now hit Kenny's spot where he's trying to fire Eiserman?
Well, you said it.
I didn't say it.
Unbelievable. No, Kenny, seriously, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all. But in order to accomplish what you're saying about just backing into another playoff spot, he would have to, or what Rico is saying, you would have to have like a Scott Harris offseason where you really don't add what you need.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
And that would be terrifying.
Scott has it all under control.
Oh, it's just great. I love scoring one run a game. Rico?
You sure? Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Straight to the people. We got one of the hockey elite flying in. The Prince of Lake Orion, a man we affectionately know as Garrett, is joining the program. Garrett, it's good to hear your voice. Are you okay after last night?
I definitely am okay. What I'm not okay with, and where I'm vomiting at my own mouth, is all the people calling in to the station. Not only just that, but all the, even Kenny and Rico, I'm all ready to go drown away my sorrows with a half a gallon of freaking Admiral Nelson's. That's going to be fun.
So where
Kenny's ready to pick you up.
Where are we at? Give me your season recap, and then what is the move that needs to be made?
So I guess for me, man, like my season recap is as follows. There you go. Thanks. My season recap is as follows, man. So I think I didn't expect this team making the playoffs to begin the year. I didn't think that they had enough pieces, especially on the back end and up front, or not up front, but in goal to do it. And I had a lot of questions about it. Honestly, those are the two things that drown this team moving forward. But I think adding Kane and showing that Eisman was willing to make that move and that thing happened showed me that he's at least willing to try and make this team better and kind of lead that direction. Now, at the same time, I don't think he's going to be as aggressive as people want him to be, because I think people need to realize that you can't build rosters like you could in the early 2000s and late 2000s. There's a salary cap. The move that needs to be made, though, I really think, is back in Calgary, call him, probably see if Jakob Markstrom's there. And I know it's not a sexy pick, but again, he's probably a 2 to 3 year option. Buys you enough time for Sebastian Kosa if it's going to be the real deal.
So you're with me. And we need a goalie. We got to go get a goalie.
Right. Well, you need a goalie, and you probably need one more player up front. I don't think Sprong, Fisher, Perron, I don't think any of those UFAs are going to be back. They might try and trade away Fabry because he's a productive player with 1 year left, and you might need the cap space if you're going to be signing, and again, obviously you're signing Raiders, Raymond, Sider, Valeno. So, I mean, those contracts are going to eat up a good amount of what you have. And then I think the rest of it's just plug and play from Grand Rapids. I don't think you're going to get every kid up like some of these other people are saying. I think
no, because you know what that would mean? If you brought every kid up, you wouldn't make the playoffs.
Right, and I think there's this, I agree with you, Mike, at some point you're 5 into a rebuild, like you want any expectations to make the playoffs, and I agree. But I think that this year was different simply because I think this was the first year or second year where you finally could get rid of those really bad contracts that stink, right? That just stunk.
Well, you got one that probably has to go, and it's Cop.
Well, and I guess the big thing though is they've got 1 more year left in Verona. They hold 1 more year left in his contract in terms of the buyout. They got like 2 more years left of Advocator's money. We'll see if they can even try and parlay that into a trade of some kind. I wouldn't be, if I had to put money on it, it would probably be either him or Justin Hall that gets bought out this summer. They got 1 more window left to use Mikey. And I think from there on, maybe Eisman looks at it. Because again, Advocator's off the books in 2 years in terms of his buyout. And I mean, it's only $1 million. It's not like it's going to break your back, break your back. But at the same time, it is something to possibly consider. It really is.
Yes.
I mean, do I think Cop's kind of getting the end of the deal? Maybe. But at the same time, I don't think he's been maybe as productive of a player offensively as you'd like. Defensively, I think he's fine, but probably not for that cap hit.
No, and not for a guy who probably profiles to end up being a third or fourth liner once all your big guns are up here and you're in true Stanley Cup contention. That number won't make any sense. No, Garrett, Look, I'm with you in this regard. I think the goaltender has to be a part of it. Obviously, you need to get better on the blue line. Maybe you have some solutions there. I'm trying to address the one thing you don't have a solution for.
I still think maybe Yzerman would consider adding a player on the blue line. It would just depend on what the price is on that, whether it's by trade or free agency. But go ahead and cut you off.
Yeah, look, the problem is always, what's the marketplace? And I know the one thing, right. Garrett, you're right. We've talked about it. Goalie's the most expensive thing to go and get. It would have to be a trade. And you got to let go. Like, we do have to stop worrying about draft picks now. Like, if you're on the edge of playoffs and you have your sacred cows in your farm system, everything else has to be willing to move.
So you've hit the F them pick status?
Not quite. I think F them picks is like, hey, we failed in the Eastern Conference Finals twice. We need to get over the hump now, like, sell your soul to Satan.
Gotcha.
But no, Rico, I think you like, it's so amazing to me where, like, Red Wing fans, no, oh my God, we can't deal with fourth round pick. No. We need to come down off that altar. It's okay to tactically use your draft capital, that if it helps clean up the books a little bit, it helps you maneuver more. Mm-hmm. I think we have to enter that. And look, if I need to give up legitimate capital to get a goalie, is that crazy? No. I don't think so.
No, it's a position of need.
And so,
and
no,
like you said,
available.
You're not going to just get something for nothing. You got to give up something. So, yeah, you're going to probably have to lose some of the young players.
Trying to sell Kenny Varlamov for a few prospects. Just, you know, listen, I'll paint the helmet. You'll be all right. We can turn it red and white. It'll be okay. I don't have any. Kenny, it's the truth. Whether you call up Calgary, whether you go to the Islanders, you got it. Look, hell, hadn't Boston had two goalies for ages? Like, you got to be able to pry one from somebody. Because the other thing that's a dirty secret in the NHL is a lot of teams are in bad cap situations. So that backup goalie becomes a luxury instead of a necessity.
No, and I think you said it too. I think at a point, picks need to stop mattering. And I'll tell you what, if they're not buying at the deadline next year, I don't know what's going on. That has to be a buy now situation.
It's basically a preview of if the Tigers hang around and they're in the mix this summer in the worst division that David and Rico's God has ever created. If they don't buy at this deadline, I will have nothing to offer these listeners. There's nothing. You eventually have to go and do something.
What if you try to make a move, but it fails at the last second? Does that count?
A car is here to pick you up and take you to Bally. Your interview is at 6:30 with John Keating. Leave here. Leave right now.
They say my Uber's here.
Sima! You sound like you're fit for a roll over there. 248-539-9797. We'll get more to people. Lots left to do.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, David, a couple of ticket texts. We will get to Crosstalk. This is a blessed occasion. It's the once a month. Wojo is both sober and at work. Mark Ryan as well. We'll get to him. David, some ticket texts, please.
Someone says Lalonde equals Jim Caldwell. Would you agree?
That's an insult to Jim Caldwell.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
I don't think of Derek Lalonde. I'm sorry.
And you know, a lot of people just bash Jim Caldwell, but he actually did a lot. I don't, you know.
His problem was just any critical moment of the game, he'd bleep himself.
All right. We just remember the pitch back and forth type of thing, but it's not
And decorum.
Well, a little decorum. It's not like, you know, he didn't throw a flag on Thanksgiving Day for a play that the referee begged you not to throw the flag so we could reverse the call. Okay, you're going to throw it anyway.
Look at this guy. Pale as ever.
I'm sorry.
I'll read another text as Wojo comes to work.
Saunters. Yeah, once
Wojo,
a month.
Hey.
If making the playoffs in year five of a rebuild,
the hell's going on in
is
here?
Not a goal, then
who the hell is this
Wojo,
sitting across
Wojo,
from
Wojo,
you?
Wojo.
Radio
you
need a
works
headset
like this
to do radio.
Right.
David is talking.
David is speaking. David, basically what he said was, your kind doesn't matter.
Exactly.
I just wanted to know what the hell is going on here.
Don't worry, David. He gave me his keys. I'm going to go park his car.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Can you get it right by the front door there, if you don't mind?
No, this time, Rico, you have to clean it from the rain.
Yes, I will, Mr. Wojo.
Mr. Wojo,
okay,
sir.
Okay, now I will tell you, even I am starting to feel uncomfortable.
I am too, quite frankly.
Takes a lot, but I've arrived there. Mark, Bob, hello. First of all, congratulations coming to work.
Yeah. What? This is the first time I've been scheduled.
Your BAC's been below one.
Yeah.
I just listened to you, Valenti, say no one gets credit for doing what
his microphone's not on. We're really off and running.
There we go. That's why I sound the way I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, I was listening to you say you don't get credit for doing what you're supposed to do.
No.
That's 100% right.
Right.
You cannot tell us that what the Red Wings just did was a success.
Right.
And you should expect, look, this team has gotten better every single year. That's great. But at some point, you have to set the break-even
point. But I have a caveat.
Captain Caveat is back, huh?
I should get credit just for showing up, don't you think? Shouldn't I?
I mean, is that where the bar is?
Yeah!
David, what's the drop we've been playing all day?
Oh, hold on.
I'll
this
take
is...
that.
No,
not that one.
I'm sorry. It was right next to each other.
Play it again. You know what? That's this town's new catchphrase.
Well, you know what? For multiple
Wojo's
reasons.
Here at work. David?
Yep. I'll
Wojo
take
made
that.
It to work.
Mm-hmm. For multiple reasons, I want the bar as low as it can be. I mean, for me, personally. As for the teams, we should shoot for a little bit higher. Yeah.
This city is getting a C from its sports teams right now. I mean, that's better than an F. Used to be an F. But it's tough to be stuck talking about the perpetual purgatory of mediocrity.
Wait. He's been here 10 minutes. It's tough to talk about it.
It's tough.
10 years.
Wait, Mike, the Lions glow, the Pistons blow, the Red Wings got a big no, and the Tigers are sputtering to go. Okay? Oh. Is that where we are?
Yeah.
That is where we are.
I'm
right?
You know, out of poetry.
Let me just tell you, right here, right now, in that 30 seconds, probably more work you can get out of him.
Whoa, please. No, a C overall. The Lions are pulling everybody up. I mean,
no.
The Lions,
wait.
It would be.
And when you grade things, the Lions and the Pistons canceled each other out.
Oh, throw out the best and the worst.
And here's the thing.
Okay.
If the Lions actually needed to win the Super Bowl in order to cancel out the Pistons because they were god awful.
No, they needed
awful.
To win multiple Super Bowls in 1 year.
So
to cancel
now,
the
you're
Pistons.
Looking at the Wings and the Tigers.
So they're neck and neck as far as
they're C's.
They're C's.
Why don't you connect the dots? Who owns the team?
Because
it's basically the same damn thing.
Christopher Ehrlich. Yeah, I got that one right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought you meant T-shirt.
I don't have a great listen. I'm not saying the Iser plan is bad. What I never liked is where we deified this guy and acted like, listen, you ignoramuses. Guys, here's the deal. Like, if this was the Baltimore Orioles on ice, I'd be a lot more excited. There are a lot of dead bodies on this roster.
Don't worry. He will earn his deification. He will. Trust me on that.
By doing what?
Eventually.
He hasn't yet.
Wait. Who are we talking about?
Iserman.
Okay, so we're on the Harbaugh plan. I'm going to need the better part of a decade in a cheating scandal.
Well, yeah. I mean, no one
Got
thought
it.
They would win a cup in 5 years, right?
No, but
okay.
I thought they'd be in the playoffs. I thought it would look better than this.
And
I thought they'd
what?
Be better than
26th
in goals against.
But they came up 1 millisecond short.
No.
Yep.
No. You know what?
We'll take
you're
that.
Getting it. They launched themselves balls first into a wood chipper the last 5 weeks of the season. You can't do this whole bit where, like last night, I'm sorry. And Ken Daniels is one of the best in the game. But that whole low-hanging fruit attitude of like, here, everybody, here, pores. What if I told you at the start of the year? No!
But
February 29th, we had 9 points to the cut line.
You can't play both angles, though. You can't say, well, they were 8 points above, and they... Well, they got to 8 points above. It wasn't handed to them.
And then they tripped on a Lego and broke their neck.
Yeah, Wojo, you're in the wrong studio. Bally's is somewhere else.
Oh, please. Oh, please. You know...
Sometimes life lemons.
I'm not saying it was a successful season and a good. I just think you are too mean to wet Red Wings fans. You should leave them alone. They should be allowed to celebrate overtime wins.
Celebrate what? Yeah. Celebrate what?
But Bob, you can celebrate.
Did
it clinch a playoff spot? No.
No.
So what you celebrated was, oh, goody, I get to go to the corner with a sign begging for money tomorrow night.
Everything is not an analogy. They got to do something you never do. They celebrated a moment. You never do that.
No, I celebrate greatness.
Use a moment then.
But they literally had a moment because the second the goal went in, it was like, oh, and by the way.
That's all they got was a moment.
The Capitals just scored an empty netter. So.
Which is what happens when you need other people to do your work.
But it literally was a moment. It was like five seconds. Wait. You felt good, and then it was gone.
Mark, do not let him corner you.
Get ready to duke it out, pal.
Mark,
do you want me to call Jeff Rieger instead? I'll call Jeff right now.
Let's make it happen, man. I need
do
that to happen right
Rieger
now.
Do not let Rieger in this studio.
This is way too, he's way too good cop for me today.
Oh, wait, this
way
is too be good cop. Because there's no game right now. You guys are doing a whole show.
No, it's unadulterated. You might actually get Wojo for 2 hours.
You know what the difference is? I'm not black and white. I don't live in a black and white world. I appreciate both sides, the world would be a better place if people at least appreciated both sides. Because of people like you, the world is a bleep hole. It is. Everything you ask me, this is great or this is awful.
I think he just called you a bleep hole.
Yeah, no, the world is a bleep hole. Because of people.
And he says something about your mother.
Because of your mother.
Because I'm not a loser like you. Because I don't tolerate mediocrity and I want so badly for us to have fun.
You're still here, so you're tolerating it, right?
Well, I tolerate working with you, yes. The point I'm making is it's all about championships. Otherwise, what's the point of sports?
Well, go back to New York where all they do is win championships, right? Let's see, the Knicks, no. Yeah, the Rangers,
exactly.
No. The Jets,
Bob,
no.
That's the whole angle
of it. The Mets, no. The Islanders, no. You tolerated that.
No, I don't. I'm miserable. Well, that's the whole point. The Yankees are good, except they don't win the World Series, which means they suck.
Your misery.
And that's the rules you sign up for as a fan.
Your misery hasn't been obvious.
The Red Wings.
Throw another log on the fire. Let's talk MSU. Throw another log on that fire.
Here's the difference. I think more of the Wings than this idiot. Because I view the Wings as the Yankees of hockey. They are one of the great American franchises. Therefore, why would I lower myself to your level? It's about a parade.
When did the Yankees win a World Series?
2009, and it hurts.
I'm just saying.
Why do you think I want Cashman fired?
Even the great franchises have to refine their way sometimes.
Yeah, well, it's been 8 years and I'm impatient.
I'm not absolving them.
Fix this.
Here's my challenge. I get here and they say, don't be Valeni. That's what they say. Don't be Valeni. Out of his mouth is 100% on point.
Oh, no.
Would you stop being sponsored by Charmin?
Oh, no.
Would you stop that?
Hey, guys. Rico, leave. I'm only contractually obligated to be here till 5:55.
They hired another one.
Okay. David.
Oh, no.
Shut it all off.
No.
All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.